Welcome back to the Roundtable. Mark Zuckerberg built the original Facebook in barely 1 week during his sophomore year of college. Today, with almost 3 billion users, Facebook is omnipresent global force, really. The company began with a gloriously idealistic goal to connect the world. But Facebook has recently been bombarded with controversies surrounding election influencing, fake news accounts, the handling of its users' personal data, and the enormous power of its founder and CEO over what the world sees and says. For three years, tech writer Stephen Levy has had unprecedented access to Facebook's key executives and employees, including Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg. His new book is Facebook, The Inside Story, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Stephen Levy to the Roundtable this morning. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
And it's a pleasure to be on there. I listened to you guys all summer.
Well, thank you very much. It's very nice. I know we've had you on for past books, and this is a really interesting story. So because they take this story and they put it in your very capable hands, you've been working on this for years. What was it about this subject that you say, okay, I can really get a handle on what's happening here?
So I started looking at Facebook pretty closely around 2006 when I met Mark then. It was a sort of an odd meeting. At first, I asked him questions. He just stared at me. It took for a while to warm up. But then I got to know them better. I wrote a cover story for Newsweek in 2007 about them. But in 2015, the end of the summer, Mark posted that 1 billion people had been on Facebook the same day. And I thought, wow, that has never happened before. This dream he has of a network where everyone in the world would be on it could actually happen. So I figured I have to write the whole story of this, of how this happened, who these people were, what the consequences were of this, and whether they were paying attention to those consequences.
I admit that this is a shaggy question. I'll do my best to make it as clean as possible. But while you're writing this, while you're knee-deep in writing this, all hell is breaking loose at the company, right?
So that's totally true.
I find it interesting that did you see that as just a reflection of, oh, okay, well, this makes sense that this is happening because I know this, this, and this? Or is it constantly watching the plate spin?
Well, a couple months after I started serious work on the book, the 2016 election happened. And that was the turning point for Facebook. As it turns out, and I was able to document this, pretty clearly in the book, which really unfolds like a novel, like a true novel,
right,
of a rise, and at least in terms of reputation, a fall. It was the election where all of a sudden fingers pointed at Facebook, and all the issues that they had over the years of privacy and the destructive content on the network and fake news, addiction of attention, all came to a boil. So everything wrong with Facebook all of a sudden was ratcheted up to an 11. And so here I was inside the company reporting. I was worried they'd stop talking to me. We didn't have a formal agreement, and I had a no strings attached agreement. They would talk to me, but it could have stopped. But I guess they figured that they trusted me and I'd be finishing anyway. But it was fascinating to be visiting the company constantly, and the receptionist all knew my face by the end, at headquarters in Menlo Park, California, while they were in this crisis mode. And of course, sometimes I would talk to people who would be a little more cautious, and then I talked to them later, sometimes if they left the company or outside of Facebook. I'd hear a little more nuanced story. I talked to a lot of ex-employees and, of course, people outside the company to try to piece together the whole story. But it was, a wild ride.
So let's go macro for a moment, because you write in the book that the story of Facebook, in a sense, tracks the larger story of how digital technology has changed our lives over the past few decades. It really does, doesn't it? I mean, it's a great example of how we have changed and have become a slave in some ways to this technology.
That's true. You know, I've been writing about technology for decades. I'm almost embarrassed to say how long. But it used to be we were all so optimistic about the benefits and really didn't look over the hill to see, you know, wow, what could go wrong? And, you know, in the last few years, we've been questioning that more, but no company more than Facebook. And it really is this paradigm of a dream that it sounds wonderful, like connecting the whole world. And, you know, if you share things, we're going to love each other more. We're going to come to love each other more. But as it turns out, when you make big steps like that, when you take advantage of the unprecedented opportunities that a connected world and fast computers make possible, there can be a downside. And what I found was a number of times, because Facebook so eagerly wanted to accomplish that goal, and it wanted to grow fast, and it wanted to vanquish its competitors in this race. Mark is a very competitive person, even from a kid. I talked to his parents. I mean, when he was a kid, he loved the game Risk to take over the world, right? And Facebook became like a big game of Risk where he'd go first from one college to another and then later from one country to another.
Yeah.
So it was move fast and break things was their unofficial motto. So they figured that they would deal with the consequences later on. But as it turned out, you just couldn't push those into the future. You know, you had to deal with them.
I'm watching the clock. We only have about 3 minutes left. But you write about in the book so much about the mistakes of this company and their biggest mistakes. And it's murky because in some cases they learned from those mistakes and in other cases they did not.
Right. Well, that's it. I mean, because basically, you know, they certainly got it. After the election, they have to fix some of the worst problems. You know, the Russians invaded them. And, you know, so they have to be more careful about that and learn how Russians operate, right? And, you know, other things they've been pretty good at. They could identify terrorist content using artificial intelligence. But Facebook is basically Facebook. It's built to circulate information. So they're never going to solve those problems completely.
So this may seem like a flip question, but I think it's a question that a lot of people ask, which is it evil?
I would say the evil intent is no, but it's tough to explain that to people who are, you know, bullied, you know, who are the subject of fake news articles.
Right.
If you're a politician running against someone and your opponent runs an ad with a lie and Facebook says, we're going to let the user decide, we're not going to get in there and mess with that, you might think they're evil. I like Mark Zuckerberg. I like Sheryl Sandberg, but they have to own what they've created.
So with that said, and my final question to you is, so what is the state of the company right now? Where are they?
They're in a position, they're making a ton. Let's get that straight.
They're doing okay.
Through all of this, it's like I have a scene in there. It's almost like The Godfather, where, you know, they're literally doing their earnings announcement, where like they've made billions of dollars. When Apple Computer, because it was ticked off about a very bad, you know, privacy violating app that they were circulating on the Apple Store, you know, shut it down, and people at Facebook couldn't use the internal shuttle system. They couldn't develop products because it used this app. So it came to a standstill on one hand because of their, you know, bad deeds, and on the other hand, the money's pouring in. So it's two tracks there, and I think that's going to continue for a while.
Well, the book is fascinating, and it really is. You're a great writer, and it's a lot there.
Oh,
it's
thank you.
Called Facebook, The Inside Story. It's by Stephen Levy. The book is now out, and Stephen, thank you very much for sharing with us. It's a great pleasure.
Yeah, don't forget Oblong Books on Saturday, I think it's the 29th, maybe?
Yeah, Saturday the 29th, you're going to be at Oblong Books, and you'll be talking about and signing the book there. Excellent.
Right, definitely. I hope to see you all there. Bye-bye.
Oblongbooks.com. Stephen Levy, thank you very much. We will be back right after this.